It's 2:22.
It is a beautiful opening day, and the Nats are kicking off their season in New York right now. Did you happen to catch Bryce Harper? He is bigger. Way bigger.
But why did he put on all that weight? I have an idea. Let's ask personal trainer Fairfax Hackley in your Best Body Report. How you doing, Hack?
Hi, Sean and Hillary.
So what's up with Bryce Harper's off-season workout and diet, and why are some people worried?
Well, the concern seems to be the amount of weight, as Sean said, 30 pounds, but also how that weight gain will affect his on-field performance. But more importantly, because of the fact that he had off-season surgery on his left knee, how that extra weight will impact how he's able to move and how he's able to, you know, catch and swing and do all of those other things. A lot of ball players put on a lot of weight in the offseason because they can lose up to 10% of their weight during the season. It's a long season, 162 games. So that's why the main reason. But he, in his case, he put on that weight so he could be more powerful at the plate.
Well, you mentioned he did have off-season surgery, had an injury that he was dealing with, and he's a noted workout freak. So how did all that affect his off-season workouts?
Well, remember, he was the kind of guy that would get up and he would be out on the field at 5:30 in the morning, but he'd have to spend the majority of his off-season doing rehab for that knee. So that meant two or three times a day. So he's notorious for going running, lifting weights. So now he had to tone that back and concentrate more on his upper body, but also rehab that knee. So the fact that he wasn't able to go out running, he actually biked around Vegas a lot, and that's how he rehabbed that knee.
So he also had a new diet hack. What did that involve?
A lot of his mother's cooking. You know, Bryce was a cereal eater. I mean, he was notorious for eating Captain Crunch and Fruity Pebbles at night. So he took more of an approach of, I want to be healthier, I want to be stronger. So he relied on healthy ingredients, organic ingredients. He stayed away from the sugary drinks, energy drinks. Even though he's 21 years old, he's still abstaining from alcohol, and he's drinking a lot of water. And he's even become a big fan of juicing.
Before we get to trivia, I want to ask you, though, I mean, a lot of folks, is this a good thing for folks to put on 30 pounds of mostly muscle and then try to let it go? I mean, what's the medical advice here?
The big concern is, yes, Sean, there is a lot of concern about that because of the fact that it's very unhealthy to gain that much weight in the off season and then try to, you know, pare that down during the course of the season. But in his case, he's a young guy. He's a hard worker. He may be able to do it. But the impact to me seems to be on how that affects that knee injury and whether or not he will be the same ball player.
All right, Hack, a quick round of trivia.
Trivia! Did you know that Bryce Harper has a sweet tooth, and it comes in the form of Klondike bars, double stuffed Oreos, and his favorite drink at Starbucks is a pumpkin spice latte? And he eats a ton of ice cream, despite the fact that he's cleaned up his diet. It's not as clean as it could be or as varied as it could be. So he occasionally sneaks those snacks in, and he has a fondness, apparently, for Girl Scout cookies.
All right. Sounds like my diet there. Thanks, Hack.
Thanks, Hack.
That's Fairfax Hackley in your Best Body Report.